29 Good Earth Market LLC. And the next hearing is conditional use number 2038 Good Earth Market LLC. And Mr. Davidson, are you representing both these applications this evening?
Yes, sir, I am.
Is your desire to consolidate for the purposes of presentation these two, and then we will vote on them separately?
Yes.
All right then, let's do that.
We consider that a consensus of that conditional, or change of zone number 7089, conditional use 2038 will be considered as one public hearing, and its decision will be rendered individually.
Indeed.
Change of zone number 1789, the application of Good Earth Market LLC. It is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 10.17 acres more or less. Property is located south of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, approximately 1,800 feet west of Roxana Road, Route 17. The 911 address is 31806 Good Earth Lane, Ocean View. The tax map IDs are District 13411, parcels 181, 181.01, 181.02, and 181.03. Conditional use number 2038 of the application of Good Earth Market LLC is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a CR1 commercial residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 4.75 acres more or less. Property is located south of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, approximately 1,800 feet west of Roxana Road, Route 17. The 911 address is 31806 Good Earth Lane, Ocean View. Tax map ID on this application is 134, map 11, parcel 181.03. For the benefit of the record, the commission did receive a copy of the survey site plan for the application, and also received a copy of the exhibit booklet that was provided by the applicants as a reference to those documents. The application was filed on August 27, 2015, with related surveys and site plans. The exhibit booklet was provided on November 25th of 2015. The exhibit booklet contains references to the project team, a series of maps and aerials, a copy of ordinance number 1962 for conditional use 1715 for this property, which was establishing an office, professional space, a cafe, restaurant, and meeting space on the site. Copy of the DENREC septic approval for the site, copies of approvals from the Office of the State Farm Marshal's Office for the existing activities, a copy of DLDOT approval for the existing activities, copies of the Conservation District approval for the existing activities, a site map, copies of the deeds to the property, copies of listings of area residents, surveys, and site plans, renderings and floor plans of the proposed cottages, photographs of activities being conducted on the site, maps and references to the comprehensive land use map, or plan, excuse me, references to the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, an environmental assessment report and public facilities report, DLDOT comments and correspondence, county engineering comments, and a map of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District, and suggested proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. The Conservation District did provide comments on December 9, 2015. They referenced that the site contains three soil types on the property, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that no off-site drainage improvements will be required, that it may be possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on December 9, and they referenced that the property is located in North Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The sewer capacity is available for up to 4 equivalent dwelling units per acre, that they will be adequate capacity, there will be adequate capacity so long as the parcel does not exceed a total of 40.6 equivalent dwelling units, that it is unknown at this time whether ordinance 38 construction will be required. that the system connection charge rate for the area is unknown at this time, that sewer service is not available to the parcel at this time, that sewer service will become available in the future, possibly as soon as fall of 2016. That parcel number 181.1 is a landlocked parcel and will require utility easement across an adjoining parcel in order to connect the future sewer system. That conformity to the North Coastal Area, or excuse me, South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required. That the parcels are in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District and connection to the sewer district will be mandatory. That improvements on the parcels must connect within 1 year of sewer service becoming available. That upzoning from AR1 to CR1 causes the potential for development projects that exceed the capacity of the downstream sewer system, and that a project that exceeds 4 EDUs per acre on the reference parcels will not be approved by the County Engineering Department until the developer completes an evaluation of the sewer system and constructs necessary upgrades identified in the evaluation. That the capacity evaluation and construction of upgrades will be at the developer's expense, and that a concept plan will be required. I received no additional comments from any agency or individual on this application to date. That's all I have to check for.
All right, certainly, thank you. Mr. Davidson.
Good evening, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. My company qualifications and my qualifications are located in tab one of the booklet that has been handed out. With me tonight is Mrs. Susan Ryan. Mrs. Ryan and her husband, David Ryan, are the owners of this property. They're also the owners of the Good Earth Market, LLC. The maps that I'm about ready to go through tonight through my presentation are all within the exhibit booklets, and I will try to point those out in the tabs that they are referenced in for your review. This property is considered under tax map number 13411, parcels 18101, 18102, and 18103, which are these parcels here as I'm highlighting them with the that was supposed to happen, but
you went to class.
Anyway, those three parcels are owned by Mr. and Mrs. Ryan at this time. As part of this application as well is parcel 181, which is a small, approximately 1 acre piece parcel right here that's owned by Mrs. Ryan's sister and brother-in-law. In the hearing booklet under tab three, they have a letter of intent to purchase the property back. And what I mean by that is back in 2002, when the Ryans purchased the property, they purchased 10.17 acres. And that is the subject of, that's the amount of acreage we're asking for to be rezoned. In 2003, that parcel was subdivided off and then sold to Mrs. Ryan's sister and brother-in-law. And at this time, the letter of intent is to bring that parcel back into the Good Earth Market project. The properties are zoned AR1, and they are in the environmentally sensitive developing overlay zone, and they have conditional uses currently on the property. And currently on the property, located on this property is the Good Earth Market. Grocery, which is located on 18102, which is up in the northwest corner of the property. With that, there's parking lots, and this application was subject to a conditional use, which is located in the booklet. I've added that. Some of the other existing all the other existing approvals are located within the booklet, and that. Those approvals came from DLDOT of the entrance plan, the stormwater management plan, and there is an existing stormwater management pond in the middle of this property. As part of the conditional use, the last conditional use that was granted for this property, as Mr. Lank stated, that there was a cafe and a meeting place and some offices. And that parking lot that was part of that application and the permits that we
obtain approval for from the Conservation District, Denerec, Fire Marshal are all in the package here.
And the parking lot has been expanded to accommodate that conditional use approval, and there's a pad site here for the cafe.
This property is located on the south side of Delaware Route 26, which is a minor arterial road. It's on the north and west side of lands of BB Medical Center, and I believe that property there was subject to a conditional use for this property here. And then it's on the east side of one large residential property and a couple of smaller residential properties. The property is in the vicinity of other commercial lands, and with 84 Lumber being the closest property here, so everything here you see in red are other commercial properties that are in the area. These properties over here to the west of the property, this is an MR subdivision. These are B1 lots. There's commercial lots here. The black here is a CR1 property, and the rest of the properties in here, and most notably right here is the 84 Lumber. So it's just one parcel removed from this piece of property located on Route 26. The properties are located in a level 2 and 3 according to the 2010 state strategies and investment levels, and that map is located in the booklet under tab 2. This is an application to grant a rezoning of 10.17 acres of land from an AR1 with a conditional uses to the general commercial CR1, and as a part of that application, that rezoning, we're asking for a conditional use of parcel 18103, the 4.75 acre parcel, which is located in the middle of this parcel. We are asking for a conditional use, and I will go to the site plan. We are proposing three multifamily cabins. They're going to be individual detached cabins, which are approximately about 900 square feet, and they're single family, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. The proposed the rezoning to commercial is going to allow Mr. and Mrs. Ryan to expand their Good Earth Market vision that will add a variety of uses that will complement the property and as well as the community. The proposed commercial zoning will allow for growth of the Good Earth Market theme of the property and to provide uses and venues that support the Good Earth Market values that have been successful, and that will also allow them to continue marketing in today's ever-changing world. What is being proposed along with the Good Earth Market, and I've got this plan shown right here, although not part of a rezoning application, I understand, but we did prepare a rezoning site plan that went along with the existing condition site plan, but we have the existing Good Earth Market that's already established, along with all the gardens that that go along with the market, and there's also there's chicken coops and chicken runs, and these are to provide fresh eggs for the market. She sells the fresh eggs within her market. She also grows vegetables and the flowers that she grows within the gardens. And what she doesn't, she does buy locally from the local farmers, so what she doesn't grow on site, she will buy from local farmers to supply the market. But what we're proposing as part of this, the site plan for this site is we're taking the existing cafe that was proposed at the beginning, and we're turning it and we're placing it against the existing stormwater pond here. And Mr. and Mrs. Ryan would like to do a brew pub restaurant for the site, and they want to market this in the same theme as the Good Earth Market grocery store, whereby The brew pub will brew on-site, and it will sell within the restaurant only. There won't be any outside sales. And then the food, of course, will be prepared by all the fresh and local food that they can purchase within the area, as well as grow on-site. Part of the layout that they're looking to do with this brew pub, and I have provided I've got a current aerial here, and if I might, this isn't in the booklet, and if I may, I could hand out what I'm getting ready to present.
This is a
2015 aerial of the site right now, and as you can see, Mr. and Mrs. Ryan have kept the farm theme of this piece of property by keeping everything the open space. And with the proposal that they're looking to do with this site is they're going to place everything out front of this stormwater pond as much as possible. And that's what the site plans, and that's why I wanted to show the site plans as part of this application, is to kind of show how this is going to be a natural site and it's going to stay open. But the restaurant will be placed up against this existing stormwater pond with an outside deck that will protrude into the stormwater pond. It will be designed to be able to, so that way they can take on take the views on of this stormwater pond. This pond has grown over very nicely, and there's a nice view here. Plus, with the location of the deck, the way we've placed it, they'll be able to sit there and look at the various gardens that have been planted behind the Good Earth Market as well. As part of the application for this site, with the adjacent property that they are going to be purchasing back from her sister, is the expansion of a parking lot. On that property right now is a single-family residence and a garage, which will remain as part of this the development of the site, and then we will provide for expanded parking on this property to serve the restaurant and the market. As I stated in the application, one of the conditional uses for these three single family these detached cabins, and again, they're about 900 square feet, they're single story. I have provided in the booklet typically that's what the cabin's going to look like. It's going to be placed up against the back of the pond on the back side of the property, and it will have its own gravel drive. It will have its own gravel driveway parking lot that will be behind the stormwater pond, and that will be situated right here. These cabins will be for the rentals. It could also be used for one of the proposed uses that they are looking to do, or they want to continue to do, is they have a wide open space in here. And it's all grassed area backed up against a very nice wooded area. And this is for an outdoor wedding venue. And some of the that they would like to be able to do on this property. And along with that, I provided some pictures. One of the wedding venues could look like. It would be, no permanent structures are going to be built as part of this wedding venue. It's all white tents. It's all taken into consideration the gardens that are on site here. You can see that there's all the existing gardens and how this, but these pictures are all located within the hearing booklet. Under tab 4 of the booklet, I've included a future land use map. And this property is located, like I stated before, in the environmentally sensitive developing overlay zone, according to the 2008 comprehensive plan future land use map. It's immediately adjacent to areas designated per the land use map as developing areas. So it's immediate.
part of that Beebe Medical Center property is in the developing area, so that yellow here is
immediately adjacent to this property. The environmentally sensitive developing areas are considered growth areas. And in a growth area, the county seeks to direct the county's most concentrated forms of business development. Some of the county's guidelines for these areas are the presence of public sewer and water nearby. Located in tab 8 is a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department stating that the during the construction of the sanitary sewer along Route 26, an 8-inch lateral was provided for the Good Earth Market property. Located in the area, but it's about 1,000 feet east of this property, is a water line provided by Tidewater Utilities. This site currently is served by 3 on-site wells, and once Tidewater can bring the water into the vicinity of this property, then it would be considered to tie into the Tidewater utility system. Another guideline is the location on or near a major road. And as I stated previously, we are on Delaware Route 26, which is a minor arterial road with a right-of-way of 80 feet. And then there's the property that, and then it talks about the ranking within the state strategies, and we are in a level 2 and 3. The comprehensive plan also indicates that CR1 zoning is an applicable zoning district located in an environmentally developing district. In tab 5 of the booklet, I've provided the guidelines for developing an environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. That's under section 115.194.3. I'm going to briefly go through, as I've covered some of this already, but I did, under tab 6 of the booklet, I did provide an environmental assessment report as a part of the application and the package. The proposed drainage for this site, again, as I stated earlier, stormwater has already been secured for the majority of the uses wanting to be proposed for this site. By way of this existing stormwater pond here, then it outfalls into the existing ditches that are runs through the property and adjacent to the property. Potable water, and it will be through the use of 3 existing wells, and if an additional wells need to be placed on the site to service the proposed uses, then all permits will be obtained from Denerec until such time that possibly Tidewater can bring the water system a little bit closer to the site. And the wastewater portion of it, again, there's a letter in the booklet outlining that Sussex County Engineering has already installed an 8-inch sewer line servicing the property. The analysis of increased traffic, in tab 7, there's the support facilities report. No traffic impact study was warranted for the site. The based on the aerial that I passed out to you, you can take a look at it. You can see where Delloc is. They're expanding Route 26. If you've been up and down Route 26, you can all the construction that's going on right now, that the entire Route 26 is being widening. In the booklet, I've provided some easement agreements and documents where the Ryans have dedicated a significant amount of their frontage to DelDOT for a portion of this widening that's happening out here on Route 26. I also provided, for the record, a breakdown of the traffic for the proposed uses that Mr. and Mrs. Ryan would like to have for the property. There were no presence of any endangered or threatened species on the site. The wetlands for the site are confined to the tax ditches. There are tax ditches on the east side of the property, and that runs along the south side of the property. The tax ditch easements are well within the open space area that's going to be maintained as open space within the property, so there will be no encroachments within the no hindrance of the easements that go along with these tax ditches. The provisions for the open space will be through the use of the gardens and the open areas in and around the wedding venue, as well as part of the Good Earth Market. And again, the whole theme of this is to keep as much open space as possible, and it's part of how the Good Earth Market will operate in the future. The economic and recreational and other benefits. The Good Earth Market is celebrating 11 years in Clarksville and 2 years in Rehoboth Beach and Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The Good Earth Market employs right now approximately 12 people, and with the addition of the proposed uses and other venues, the number of jobs and employment opportunities is expected to grow or double in the future. At this time, I would like to have Mrs. Ryan come up, and she can affirm everything I've been presenting so far. And she also wants to kind of tell you a little bit about what she's been doing with the property and what her proposal is. And then when she's finished, I'll finish up then.
Hi, Susan Ryan, 31806 Good Earth Lane, Clarksville, Delaware. Thank you, Mark. I think he laid out everything that I want to do. And he mentioned that I've been operating Good Earth Market for 11 years. And during that course of that time, I've kind of evolved my business model, went to a lot of classes with the state about agritourism, and I found that when I have events on the site, people really respond very, very well, and it's become part of my business plan. So the wedding venue is very important. Having the brew pub and having the food for the wedding out of that location will be great, instead of having off-site caterers. So it's part of the whole concept. Also, the rental cottages. You know, we found that people are really looking for a venue that's a farm venue that's also close to the beach. We're 4.7 miles from Bethany. So it works out really nicely. I'm very excited to develop the property this way. I live there in the back. That's my house in the back. I don't think he said that. So I'm very interested in developing the property, especially with the Route 26 expansion and the sewer coming through. I think that's the main thing that really kind of expanded my vision, that it would make it doable for me. And I know I want to develop the property, and this way I can develop it the way I'd like to see it happen since I live there. Thank you.
Yeah, Mrs. Ryan just reminded me, I did forget to mention that Mr. and Mrs. Ryan, they live back here on the on parcel 18101 in the back here that's surrounded by the woods. So they do reside on the property as well. At the end of the booklets, I have provided proposed findings of facts for change of zone 1789 and conditional use 2038, as well as proposed conditions of approval for conditional use 2038 for your review and use for consideration of this application. In closing, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities generally serving the area, and is located along an existing major thoroughfare where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And at this time, that concludes my presentation.
All right, sir, we thank you. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Davidson. In speaking about the conditional use, which you're asking for, which, as we learned earlier this evening, if without the rezoning, the conditional use element could be nullified. The three cabins, they are on that parcel 81.03, correct?
That is correct, yes.
So that's the subject of the CU. So 81.01, where Mr. and Mrs. Ryan live, and 81-00, where Mrs. Ryan's sister lives, those two residences are not a part of the conditional use.
That is correct. They're not a part of the, that's correct.
Yeah. And there are two conditional uses that govern, currently govern 181.02. One of which, I guess, is for the Good Earth Market, and the second one was for the cafe?
The cafe, that's correct, yes.
Cafe. And then the proposed one-story brew pub, if there were rezoning, that would be something that would show up. That would be something that would be permissible under the CR1 zoning and be subject to a commercial site plan?
That's correct, yes.
But you, so you're showing that here as just as a.
Just wanted to show.
For informative.
That's correct. Yeah. Just for information.
Okay. So getting back, so I understand the rezoning in that you're in that corridor right by, she pointed out 84 Lumber, also the Hawker Super Center and some of the other.
Yes.
Land that have been rezoned, but the now the purpose for the three cabins, the 900 square feet cabins, would be they would be a complement to the wedding venue business, or would they be a?
I can let Mrs.
Is there any specific reason or complement that the three rental cabins serve? Is it, are they?
It's just, part of my just, business plan.
Just for the
certainly for the people who are having weddings would want to stay there.
Okay. I was curious. Are they tied into the brew pub in any way?
Possibly as possibly. Well. It's just the whole campus, really. It's more of like a agritourism site. So it's perfect for people to come. Like I said, I mean, most people who come are from the city and they want to pick berries and have their kids look at the chickens and shop in the market and grab a sandwich, and then we'll have something in the evening for them as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you have events now at the cafe?
At the market now?
Yeah.
We do. We have two events a year. Our big event is our farm dinner event, and that's for a local charity, and we've been doing that for about 8 years very successfully. Mm-hmm. And those are our big events. And then we also have like a local arts and craft show twice a year as well, and those are great too.
Do you have other things like seminars on?
We do. We have cooking demonstrations, and we have open houses and seminars. Sometimes we'll have like a chiropractor come in and speak, or someone about wellness.
Okay.
Now we have been doing that. Now those events are typically 20 people, 25 people. The farm dinner events are 100 people.
And Mr. Davidson, to bring me up to speed, where does the what is this current state that you know of the future of the BB Medical Center on the land adjacent to it?
I think currently right now there's I'm not sure if they have plans for the site or not. I think the conditional use is still
based, is it still, I believe, Mr. Lankin, is it still valid, the conditional use?
Until December 31st.
Until December 31st.
They're supposedly going to relocate to another site on Route 7.
Right, that's what I heard.
But I haven't.
Okay.
Melville, we haven't seen anything on that.
Right. What I thought that had happened to it was that with the holdup in the sewer, that they weren't going to, medical facility wasn't going to go forward without the central sewer.
That's what I understand also.
That's all the questions I have this time. Thank you.
Ross? Mr. Davidson, why not B1? Why the commercial zoning versus a business B1 zoning?
It just seemed like having the commercial, there's, although the, I believe the B1 zone has a lot of, most of the variety of the zoning that would be applicable for what Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. Ryan want to do. It's just a CR1. For them, that, you know, it's a, like Mrs. Ryan was stating was that it's an evolving market that they're in, and they just wanted to be able to have the flexibility in the future to continue to grow that Good Earth market. So it just seemed right to be able to come in with the general commercial, so that it was there. They just wouldn't be, I guess, pigeonholed into specific uses or have to come back and ask for. Of course, they have to come in every time they change the site for additional site plan, but they just wouldn't have to come in and try to change the zoning again if they use, for whatever reason, for whatever use that they could possibly want to do for the property.
Well, it's a neat little project, and I had my druthers. I would prefer to be one, but to see one is a legitimate request, I think. The chicken coops stay? Am I reading this?
Yes, I believe they will stay. The chicken coops
will
stay?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Do you have roosters in there?
I do. I have a rooster for each flock. I have three flocks.
Maybe you can name your beer the Chicken Scratch Brew or something.
Yeah, I have 120 chickens right now, so.
Well,
and they're all heritage breeds.
I can see why you live all the way on this end of the property with 100 rascals all crawling in the morning. Yeah.
Actually, I love to hear it.
Yeah,
and my guests
do
too.
Quite frankly, but my wife does not. All my questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Maybe you'll rent one of the cabins.
Mr. Jones, I'm going to stay with my bride of 37 years and 29 days. My turn?
It is.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm used to going first, isn't
he? That's right.
I already asked all my questions
in my mind, but I'll dredge up one or two. You're intending to keep the existing tourist room, as it's described?
Yes. Above the existing?
Yes.
Yeah, that the tourist room is in the above the existing garage in Mr. and Mrs. Ryan's home.
And would the proposed cabins be rented to people other than wedding parties?
Yes.
So the general public might have an opportunity to stay there and listen to the chickens crow.
Yes.
So you don't have to get married to rent one.
No.
Cool.
No, because weddings really are in April, May, and then September and October. Really, October is becoming the highest season for weddings. So the cottages, and then the high season for the cottages, you know, is June, July, and August. So
you might be renting them out on a weekly basis or something during the summer months?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen with the existing house that's up front?
Oh, my sister's house?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to probably stay there.
You're just buying the property
for mm-hmm.
But so this time you don't have any other plans for the use of that house other than our community business?
I do not,
no. And how about the existing garage?
No, we're not changing anything, and that's storage right now.
And as Mr. Davidson had explained to you, that's why I'm sure Mr. Ross brought up about the CR1. Sometimes we get a little nervous about changing something to commercial because of all the extended uses that can take
right.
place with that. So.
Actually, I think she has a conditional use for an antique shop there she had a long time ago, but she has no plans to do that or reopen that.
Okay.
Okay.
All my questions were asked by Mr. Smith.
Okay.
And it was great detailed questioning, and I have no further questions.
Mr. Burton.
I feel the same way. All my questions have been answered. Thank you.
All right. Ms. Cornwell.
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Brandaway.
I have none. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Lang.
Always have a good one. The architect that designed the cottage, is he from Fairfield, Pennsylvania?
The architect that designed what?
I said the architect that designed the cottage, could he be from Fairfield, Pennsylvania?
No.
There's a house just like the cottage that's on the historic registry. It's right across the municipal hall of Fairfield.
That looks like that.
Yeah. Just observation. No question.
You really get around, don't you?
Actually, he's on that same historical record as well.
Yeah,
that's where he stayed when he got married.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Counselor, anything?
Yeah, just a question, more clarification, because I appreciate the explanation reading through the book. I had a hard time figuring out which part was the conditional use on the map and which part was the rezoning. I got it now. But just so the record's clear, the three structures are on the conditional use property, so the two houses are not on that property.
That is correct,
okay,
yes.
So it's not, we're not asking for conditional use for five total because
no,
the three are just separate.
That
okay,
is correct,
so
yes.
Make sure. Okay, that's all I had.
All right, sir. We
and
thank
the,
you.
And the applicant realized that being it's a conditional use, you're only applying for three cottages. If you expand that number of cottages to a greater number, you have to come back
and see us.
Right, because I want to keep that open field for the wedding.
Right.
And in the conditions that I've offered up, the first one was the maximum number of units shall not exceed three.
Yeah, and I saw that. I just wanted to make sure that when I, like I said, I looked at the book, made sure that we weren't somehow doing our math differently.
Okay.
But they were to combine the parcels into one, they would have five.
Yeah, right. That's what.
But they're on separate parcels.
Right. And that's why I couldn't tell where the parcel lines were for the conditional use. Anyway, we're good. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. And we'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1789 and or conditional use 2038 Good Earth Market LLC? In favor. Anyone wish to speak in opposition to change of zone 1789 or conditional use 2038? Anyone on the commission have any questions? All right then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Okay, that completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business, our first item of other business is lands of Joseph Roger off Delmar Road, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.